I'm having a pod mood day, so we're going to keep that momentum up. All right. I want to talk about rest. All right. We are living in wild times. Wild times. Okay. To the point where we're just like, is this real? Is this really happening? Can you verify these sources? Oh, it's real. Oh, the orange man is having a friend breakup, a lover breakup. Oh, that man did have a threesome with people in higher government. Oh, they are having people in unmarked vehicles and regular clothes picking up people off of the street because they assume they are not citizens. Oh, you know, they do expect us to still pay these bills when this job market makes no fucking sense. Oh, so the price is really the price on this food and they expect us to survive on it. Oh, okay. Rest! You know what I'm saying? Because it's becoming the only answer that makes sense in the bullshit. And today's hectic world, it seems like it never stops, okay? And I think quality rest is what we should be focusing on to avoid the stress, to avoid the aggravation, to avoid the tension, to avoid the burnout. And I'm tapped out and I've been getting great rest for these last few days. Even though I've been having hard days, just not being where I want to be, and then shit on top of that. And so I'm just like, okay, let me talk about rest, because that's something that I can say, like, my rest has been great. Okay, I think quality rest goes beyond, did you sleep last night? It goes beyond having a place to sleep. It's about, what's the quality of the environment where you sleep? Do you sleep somewhere comfortable? Is the pillow good for you? Are you well rested? Were you relaxed? Okay, did you feel safe? I think good sleep will affect you emotionally, mentally, physically, and it just makes you go after the next day a bit different. And if your body cannot calm down, then your mind will not calm down. And if your mind will not calm down, you'll never feel at peace. And we all know what people do when they don't feel at peace. They become assholes and dickheads to the rest of us. So if you think about it, when it comes to your rest, think about where you spend your most time. Most people spend more time at work than they do at home. Okay? Most people spend most times in their car than they do in their house, unfortunately, depending on their job. So when it comes to your home, and when you do get home, what does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? Do you have what you need in it? I think a big red flag, a big warning of what's going on in someone's head mentally is how cluttered and messy their place is. If you have a messy, cluttered, disorganized environment, there's no way you're getting the best sleep. There's no way you're going to feel refreshed when you get up, okay? So even decluttering your space is going to be a lot better for you. Before you go to sleep, clean up. So you're not waking up seeing yesterday into today. Before you go to sleep, make sure your pillows are clean. Make sure your bedding is clean. Make sure it smells good. Make sure it feels good. As far as the lighting in the room, do you have a window in your room? Does your room get light? Do you have plants in your room? Because having certain plants in your room can help you sleep better. Does it feel good in here? Are you hot when you wake up? Do you sweat in your sleep? Are you too cold? Is your sheet not enough? I know for me, sometimes if I go to sleep and I use a sheet, at a certain point, yeah, it did feel good. But then while you sleep, your body temperature drops a little bit. So if that sheet is not enough warmth for me, yes, I slept, but I knew if I had a certain blanket or a certain cover, I would have slept better because I would have felt more comforted by what I slept with. So make sure your bedding is on point. Make sure your room is clean. Make sure you clean that dresser. Make sure you get that trash out the room. FYI, that's why I don't like trash cans in bathrooms because it's hard to remember to take it out. So just don't have it in there. And just make sure like where you're sleeping is a place you want to be sleeping. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Now, a lot of people think, you know, did you rest? Yeah, I took a nap. You know, yeah, I went to sleep last night. Just because you went to sleep last night doesn't mean you got good rest, okay? There are so many different types of rest. There's emotional rest of your mind, okay, and your feelings. There's mental rest. There's physical rest. There's sensory rest, how you feel, the noise, devices vibrating. Do you turn those off? So all of that has something to do with how well you rested, the quality of rest that you got. Physical rest is like, did you lay down, lie still, sleep on your side, sleep on your back, or sleep on your stomach for at least 6 to 8 hours? Okay. Now, it's very hard for everybody to keep getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Wish I could, but that's not how my life is. Okay. So, a lot of things might help you go to sleep better. Exercising at night, eating before 7:30, turning off devices, turning off TVs, cleaning the house, wearing something that you're comfortable sleeping in, when it comes to like mental rest, hey, if you got to meditate, do that. If you got to take deep breaths in and do breathing exercise, do that. If you got to walk at the end of the day, do that. If you have to turn everything off, put your phone on airplane mode. I did that for months last year in order to get good sleep and not scroll. Do that. Okay. Emotionally, if you cannot watch any sad movies, great. If you cannot watch any shows with people fighting or killing people, great. If you cannot watch horror films, great. If you cannot hear people arguing, avoid it. You know what I'm saying? All of that is going into your brain. Okay, all of that is picking up your emotions. When you watch certain commercials, they're trying to market a feeling, a thought to you, so to make you do something else. Okay, that is what marketing is, trying to connect with the people. If you know you can't handle a certain emotion right now, avoid the things that are going to bring that to you. All right, decrease your anxiety, decrease your stress. Okay. When it comes to sensory rest, means maybe you might want to turn off that ticking clock that's in your room. Maybe you might want to turn off the TV or your notifications on your phone or that vibration. A lot of people have like phantom vibration where they feel like their phone vibrated and it didn't, because it's just been doing it so much that your body is ready for the feeling. That's a clue that you need to kind of like chill on that. Okay. Now, I get everybody's week is different. Maybe you work away from your home multiple times a week. Maybe you go away for months and come home and then you get booked for some more months and then you leave again. I don't know. Everybody's work is different. Some people work at night. Some people work early in the morning and then they have the rest of their day into the next day. Whatever your schedule is, create a routine that works for you. If you got to take 10 to 30 minutes of power naps, do that. Okay? A power nap can go a long way if your schedule is crazy. If you got to have a certain tea before you go to bed, do that. If you gotta have a bath before you go to bed, do that. If you need to read a book before you go to bed or do a puzzle, do that. Do whatever it is that's gonna get you in the state of rest that you want to be in. If you need a color, do that. Okay? Focusing on what helps you get the best rest is what you need to do for yourself. It's how you need to show up for yourself. And you got to be consistent with it. You can't just do it 2 days out of the week and think that you're going to feel good for the rest of the week. Just like you can't just work out twice a week and think your body is going to be what it needs to be at the end of the month. If you have workout goals, if you have a weight goal, if you have a strength goal and you want to reach it, you got to build it up. You got to maybe do this many reps this week. Then up the reps, then lower your calorie intake, then drink more water, then get more sleep, and then you're going to find your own rhythm. But I've really... She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun, you're missing people, and because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay, but some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month stop worrying, and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. I truly believe if we are well rested, we will think better, we will show up better, we will work better, we will love better, we will have more empathy, we will have more patience, and maybe we won't have that much time, but we'll do better things of quality in the time that we have if we get good rest. And it is really about setting a boundary. It is really about being disciplined. It is really about having a supportive environment in order to get the right rest. You have to create your own routine that works for you. And it's a self-investment. You know what I'm saying? The older I get, the more I understand why your parents don't want you in their beds. Like, good bedding is very expensive. Good bedding feels good, and there's a certain way you have to maintain it for it to feel good. And you can't have everybody in your bed. And you can't have everybody sleeping on your pillows. And you have to be consistent about changing your pillowcase. And you have to be sure about the fabrics that you sleep with. Some people don't know that their body is allergic to certain fabrics or allergic to certain soaps that are in laundry soap. I know it smells good, but the chemicals in it might not be good for you. So really think about your home setup. Really think about the fact that maybe you hating the street you live on, maybe you hating your neighbors, maybe you hating the issues that you're having in your apartment, whether it's leaking, whether there's a mold issue, whether you live next to a train. Maybe that is fucking with your sleep. Maybe moving is that important in order for you to feel better because you're not rested and you spend time sleeping in here every day and you're not rested. So it's kind of like you do have somewhere where you live, but it's not a home. It's just a place that you live, right? And I spent a lot of years going through, you know, this is where I stay at, but this is not a home for me. It doesn't feel like home for me. And when you get to a point in your life where you can live somewhere that feels like home to you, you take care of it. You like to spend more time in it. Like, every once in a while, you'll catch a video on social media where somebody's like, hey, I just paid rent. I like where I live. It's comfortable in here. I don't have to spend money in here. If you want me, I'm at home. That's a real thing. Like, I can go outside and spend money on X, Y, and Z and be in stores or just be outside or be on the other side of Atlanta. But for what? When I could just chill and be in my house and be productive and do what I want and go in my refrigerator. Because I paid the bills here already. I might as well use it. You know what I'm saying? I live here. My kids live here. I might as well make it comfortable. I might as well like the things that are in it. And once we start putting quality over quantity and having more and being around more people and feeling like, oh, we got to be in the mix to have a good time, to have a good life. The older you get is really about how you like to chill and rest. Is it cozy where you be at? Is it clean where you be at? Do you have food there? Do you have what you need? Are you around the people you want to be around? It's really about that. And that's what mentally helps you stay at ease. Knowing that the people that you love are safe. Knowing that you feel safe in the place that you call home. So get your rest. Because if we don't rest in this world of hustle and bustle and 24-hour this and accessing this and having all this access to our phones at all hours of the night and early in the fucking morning, then what is your quality of life if you don't feel rested? If you don't feel good? If you always feel tired? Get your rest! Huh. But thank you for listening to my episode. I appreciate you. Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating to catch the latest from me You can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.